What this bill does, it's a request bill by the health department, and it sets up an APHIS fingerprint system that would be operated out of the health department for all the people who work in developmental disabilities, and people who really deal with our most fragile people, elderly, home health care providers, nurses' aides, basically the people that work in this industry with our frail, elderly, would get this background check. The neat thing about it, it's a fingerprint check. In Michigan, which we've copied this from, they have a 24-hour return once someone is fingerprinted, so the employer knows right away whether this person is eligible for the job. Another thing it does is it has a wrap system in it, whereby if someone is working for you and they subsequently do commit a felony, you would be notified. Also, it can store up to, we're starting out with 29,000, the ability to whereby this many people could be done in the system as new hires. And as you move throughout the industry, you have access to this information in the system through the health department. So it's really for unlicensed professionals, if you will, but you can also use it for licensed professionals. So we're excited about it. We think it'll complement what the school board's doing or what the Department of Education's doing. DHS is involved. Long-term health care is involved. Many agencies come together on an advisory board to make this happen, and it's provided for by an over $2.75 million grant from the federal government.